Good afternoon, everybody. Brachos, Rabbi Schreier. Welcome back, Mr. Shraga. We missed you. Wasn't the same without you. So we discussed the last couple of days, and welcome back to everybody else as well. We discussed the last couple of days the isser of forgetting our learning, and we spoke yesterday very briefly about the machlokas between the Bala Tanya and Reb Chaim Volozhiner. What's the halacha? Does this din apply even bizman hazeh? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as quoted by the Briskerov, as quoted in the Sefer Kesa Rosh, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was of the opinion that the Mishnah specifically writes in Pirkei Avos, HaShocheach Dover Echad Mi Mishnasa, was referring only to Torah Shebaal Peh. This din only applied back in the days when they used to do everything, Mesira Midar Ledar, when everything was given over Baal Peh. So therefore, it was very consequential to make sure you didn't forget anything that you learned. This way, we know that the Mesorah is going to be transmitted. If you're going to forget, that's going to be the end of the chain. However, nowadays, said Reb Chaim Volozhiner, nowadays when we have printed Svarim, what's the big deal? So you forget something that you learned, you look it up again, and it's not a problem, therefore he felt the whole din doesn't apply. And the Bala Tanya disagreed very strongly with the Reb Chaim Volozhiner's opinion, and he said, no, even Bizman HaZeh, this halacha applies as well, and we assume that the din Shikchas HaTorah always applies, you cannot get rid of the din. We suggested yesterday that perhaps it's really based on the Machlokas HaRishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashbates have a Machlokas, what is the reason for this Isser in the first place? Rabbeinu Yonah says the reason why is because perhaps somebody's going to ask you a Shaila, you're going to rely on your memory, you're not going to know the Halacha clearly, and you're going to pask in the wrong way. It's going to turn out you're going to say something's Mutter, which is really Yasser, you're going to say something's Yasser, which is really Mutter. Which, by the way, you see from there that both of those are equally as bad. So that's first of all. But second of all, leaving that aside, let's say somebody taps you on the shoulder in the middle of davening and say, oh, I forgot Talamata, I forgot Mashavuach, I forgot Yalaviyavo, you're not going to have a chance to look it up. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the problem. That's why we don't allow a person to forget his learning. However, the Rashbate says, no, that's not the reason why there was an institution of this Isser. The reason for the Isser is because it's a bizayin to the Torah. It's a bizayin. You forgot. Would you ever forget your birthday? Would you ever forget anything else that's important to you? So how do you forget your learning? So perhaps that's what the Machlokas, the Bala Tanya and the Reb Chaim Volozhiner is based on. If you learn that the whole problem over here is that you're going to forget and you're going to paskin wrong. So nowadays when we have plenty of svarim, nowadays when we have plenty of ways that you can look something up, there's not really so much a concern as there used to be back in the days, back when there were no svarim, so perhaps this wouldn't apply. However, if you assume the violation is more based on the fact that it's a bizayin HaTorah, you're not respecting the Torah enough to show that you really care about it, to remember everything that you've learned, perhaps nowadays that would apply as well, because that's the same disrespect that you're showing now as you were showing back then. So let's take this a little further. There's one very important taina that the Bala Tanya registers against this Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and he says as follows. How can you say that this mitzvah doesn't apply anymore now that we have printed Svarim? Mitzvah HaTorah lo tishtana b'shini adoros. Ask the Bala Tanya. The mitzvah HaTorah can never change. Just because the generation changed, it doesn't mean the mitzvah HaTorah change. Lo yachliv lo yamr dasar lo alamim. Nothing ever changes, says the Bala Tanya. How can Reb Chaim Volozhiner suggest such a thing? That now the mitzvah no longer applies because now we have printed Svarim. What are you, crazy? You think we can get rid of a mitzvah in the Torah? Torah says you're not allowed to forget your learning. Why do I care what the circumstances are? It's nice you want to give a reason, but the rules of the Torah never change, and therefore says the Bala Tanya, I cannot accept this that Reb Chaim Volozhiner suggested that perhaps nowadays the halacha doesn't apply. Now, this is subject to a big debate. There's a discussion, as many of us might be familiar, in Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, whether nowadays there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah any longer, or should we assume that nowadays, since we have printed Svarim, it's good enough. Where does that come from? Because the Pasuk says, V'atakis v'lachemas hashira azaz v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. The whole point of writing the Sefer Torah is v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael, to teach the Jewish people. So nowadays that we have printed Svarim, we don't learn from a Chumash anymore. We don't learn so much from a Sefer Torah. So the Svarim, we're already mekayim the mitzvah by printing Svarim, by buying Svarim, by having Svarim in the house. That's going to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah, V'atakis v'lachemas hashira azaz. No reason to write actual Sifrei Torah any longer. This is the shita of many Achronim. The Shach understands that way in the Rush. The Drisha understands that way in the Rush. And the Taz says, how can you say such a thing? Shomu Shamayim. Says the Taz, his Lashon is, Hech nevato mitzvah seseh shelva ata kisvu lachem. Torah says, literally, write a Sefer Torah. So you want to give reasons that the reason why you're supposed to write it is because Velamdes B'nai Yisrael, very nice, but how can you get rid of a din? Bechilaf HaDoros, you think just because the generations have changed, you think just because the circumstances change, all of a sudden you have a right to throw a din out? You don't have that right. And therefore the Taz registers the very same complaint against the Shach and against other Achronim, as the Bala Tanya registers over here against Reb Chaim Volozhiner. How can you say that all of a sudden the din changes because the generation changed? You don't have a right to get rid of a din that the Torah very clearly spelled out for us of what the parameters are. So we find a very interesting discussion when it comes to the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We lay on the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, V'hayim Midei Chodesh B'chadshem Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato, Yavu Kalbasa L'shtachos L'fanei Amar Hashem. So the problem is, what do you mean? V'hayim Midei Chodesh B'chadshem Midei Shabbos B'Shabbato. Everyone's going to come and be Ola Regel? How many times a year do we have a mitzvah to be Ola Regel? 3 times a year, Shalosh Regalim. That's the only time we have a chiyuv aliyah l'regel. So what does it mean? V'hayim midei chodesh b'chadsho, midei Shabbos b'Shabbato, everyone's going to come be other regel. Why? So some mefarshim say Shabbos b'Shabbato means yamtiv. The same way we find mimachos haShabbos is referring to yamtiv. So to over here just means you're going to come every yamtiv to be other regel. So how do you explain chodesh b'chadsho? Every month we're going to come be other regel. How are we going to become be other regel? What's the point? Why? There's no mitzvah. Says the Yalkut Shimoni. Amri Yisrael ribono shel olam. When are you going to return us those opportunities that we missed out all the years of the Galus to go? All these years of the long Galus, we weren't able to be Ola Regel. When are you going to return us that opportunity to be Ola Regel again? Says the Yalkut Shimoni. When we get to the time of the Ula, when the Bayis HaShlishi is going to come, now the nature of the din is going to change, as it says the Yalkut Shimoni. The whole nature of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel changed. When it used to be a Beis HaMikdash, and the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel only was Shalosh Pam Bashana. Now, when we're going to have a Bayis HaShlishi, now when we're going to have a Geula, the whole nature is going to change. And what's it going to be then? Not only Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yirah Kol Zechurcha, but also Midei Chodesh B'Chadsho. Every single Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have the opportunity to go ahead and be Ola Regel again, which poses a major problem. Don't we know the Rambam writes, the Rambam who lived in the, The Rambam, who was the Rambam, right? He lived in the 1100s. The Rambam writes, HaTorah Zos Chukeh Mishpatel Olam Olamei Olamim. Rambam says, no, the Torah's rules are forever. It's something that we cannot change. Rambam says it so clearly in Hilchos Malachim. He says in Nisodi HaTorah, he says, you cannot change the rules of the Torah. So how could it be? Ask the Taz on the Drisha and the Shach. How could it be that the rule of Ata Kisra Lechem Es Hashira Zos changed? Ask the Balatanya on Reb Chaim Volozhiner. How can you say that the nature of the mitzvah of Shikchas HaTorah changed? What do you mean? The Torah's rules don't change. And similarly over here, how can it be that the nature of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is going to change if in fact we know the Rambam says that the rules of the Torah never change, they're immutable, everything that was will always be, and nothing's going to change at all. So, number one, just to point out, this Rambam is not agreed upon by everybody. We're used to hearing the Rambam because we know the Rambam has his principles of faith, and this is one of the principles of faith, that nothing, nothing can change, everything's the same, everything's the same the way it was given, nothing can be changed at all. That's the way we grew up understanding. Rabbi Yosef Albo, who was a few hundred years after the Rambam, wrote what he called the Sefer HaRikarim. What is the Sefer HaRikarim? So Rabbi Yosef Albo was a Spanish philosopher who lived at a time when there was a lot of kfira going on. There was a lot of uncertainty about Amunah Hashkafa, a lot of different things. So he wrote what he called were the essentials of Judaism. So he called it Sefer HaRikarim, the most important things that you have to know about Judaism in one quick lesson. That's why he wrote the book. And there, Rabbi Yosef Albo argues against the Rambam. He says, no. Nisbar mi kol zeh, he brings rayas upon rayas, but he says what you see from the rayas that he brought is, Kikvar efshar shiyya hadavar ha'echad mutar achar shenesar. It is possible, it is conceivable, that you can have something which was usher in one generation and now is going to be mutar. V'usher achar shehutar. And you can have something which originally was mutar and now, later on, it becomes usher. V'im kein kvar efshar shenemar b'toros halokis dvarim yimshach yisurim zman ma. It could be, it's conceivable to imagine, that there is an isser or there is a mitzvah in the Torah which only lasts for a certain period of time. Imagine. Rabbi Yosef Albo questions our whole assumption. Can you imagine if one day came to a time where we're not going to have Shabbos anymore? We don't have to keep Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yosef Albo, it could be such a thing. You never know. Maybe the rules of the Torah were only given for a certain period of time. And once that period of time passes and God somehow sends a message that time is over, everything can change. The Rambam would say, Shomu Shamayim, how can he say such a thing? Rules of the Torah can change. What, you're going to throw something out? It can't be. But Rabbi Yosef Albo says, he doesn't agree. And Rabbi Yosef Albo actually brings a raya to this. How do you know? Because we have a mitzvah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Now, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim does not only mean we have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, it also means we have a mitzvah to count the months by the Rosh Chodashim that they were originally called in the Torah, which is Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. That was the original naming that was given to the months based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Nisan was the first month because that's when we came to Mount Mitzrayim, and everything followed after that. As we know, once Ezra came back from Babel, he decided to change everything, and he gave names. Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, Tammuz, everything changed. What right did Ezra have? We have a mitzvah d'oraisa which tells us to call the months Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. All of a sudden, Ezra HaSofer comes along, and he has whatever reason he has, but all of a sudden he changes the mitzvah. All of a sudden he says we have a right to call the months Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, Tammuz. How could it be? Says Rabbi Yosef Albo, from there you see, obviously, that it's not that the rules of the Torah can ever be changed. They can be changed. Sometimes you have rules of the Torah that only last for a certain period of time, but they're not going to last forever. And therefore he questions this whole assumption of the Rambam, and he says, no, nobody ever said that the Rambam is correct. Nobody ever assumed that that's true. And he says that the rules of the Torah can change. So if you learn like Rabbi Yosef Albo, so you'll say, no problem. All these questions are no questions. Rules of the Torah can change. All the nature of the mitzvahs can change. Nothing to get shaken up about. However, Adler Rishonim and Acharonim don't hold like Rabbi Yosef Albo. They all hold like the Rambam. Everyone says unequivocally, very clearly, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, that it never changed. The Olam Olam Olamim, it lasts forever. So if that's the case, how can we understand this Medrash? The Medrash says, V'hayim midei chodesh b'chodesho. It will come a time when we're going to have a new institution of Aliyah L'Regel. Not only will it be limited to Shalosh Regalim, that we're going to have the opportunity to go up and be Aliyah L'Regel on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis, but also we're going to have an opportunity which is going to extend to all of the Chodesh Hashanah, to every Rosh Chodesh. How can that be? If you hold like the Rambam, that it can't change. So my father suggested maybe the Pshat is like this. That really, originally, there was something called a Mitzvah Kiyumis. There always was, even in the times of the first Beis Hamikdash. We always had the opportunity. If we want, we had a mitzvah chiyuvis 3 times a year, you have to come be Olah Regel. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkis. But there was what we call a mitzvah chiyumis, which is questionable, that whole assumption, if there's such a thing as a mitzvah chiyumis at all, which means a voluntary mitzvah. Well, if it's voluntary, it's not a mitzvah. A mitzvah means tzivu, it means you have to. Voluntary means you don't have to. So how can you have a mitzvah chiyumis? It's a contradiction in terms. So that's a problem in the first place. But this is something we already find. The Vilna Gaon talks about it by Hilchos Matzah. He says that the rest of the days of Pesach, you have no chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of the days of Pesach, but if you eat matzah, you'll get an extra special kiyum. What exactly does it mean? Hard to understand, but perhaps that's what it means over here as well. Whatever mitzvah kiyumis actually means categorically, perhaps you can transfer that to our case as well and say that even in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, if a person wanted to be Olah Regel every Rosh Chodesh and not just on the Shalosh Regalim, one would have a mitzvah kiyumis by doing so. And therefore, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to tell us is, La'achris Hayamim, you want to make up for all those times that you missed out on Aliyah L'Regel, a way to do so is by fulfilling the mitzvah kiyumis, which always existed, nothing changed, it always was this way, perhaps by fulfilling it by going even every Rosh Chodesh to make sure that you make up for all those times that you missed out on being Roa es Panei Hashem. You have to go back and figure out how do you answer the Balatanya's kasha. Balatanya still, his kasha still stands. How can a Chaim Volozhiner say that the rules of the Torah change and all of a sudden this issur of Shikchas HaTorah doesn't apply? You can't answer that with Mitzvah Kiyumis. So you still have to think a little bit more. Still have to answer the Taz's kasha. How do you get out of the problem that the whole nature of the mitzvah Va'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Azos changed? What do you mean? That's not true. How can you say that we throw a whole mitzvah out and it no longer applies the way it used to? That's a problem. Let's just close with one last point, because I find it fascinating. I hope you will as well. And that is, in this machlok is the Balatanya and Reb Chaim Volozhiner about whether the Isser applies bizman hazeh. So what would be the halacha as follows? The Balatanya is of the opinion that if a person forgets their learning, even bizman hazeh, even when we asfarm, it doesn't matter that you could look it up again, but too bad. If you forgot it, it shows a lack of respect. So what would be the halacha if, let's say, I would look in a sefer and I would right away recall what I remembered back? I don't have to go back and relearn the whole sugi again. It's not like I forgot everything lagamri. But I have to look back in the sefer, get some bullet points about what I remembered, and now that's going to trigger my memory to remember everything that I had known originally. Is that still a violation of shikchas HaTorah, or would you say, no, I basically remember what I learned. I don't remember all the details. So you know what I do? I go look back at the sefer. Nowadays when we have printed svarim, perhaps the Baal HaTanya would agree that if I printed svarim and I look back and I can have a quick recall, maybe that would be good enough. I wouldn't be in violation of shikchas HaTorah. So where do we find in Gemara such a case, such a story about a person being able to recall something by reading it? So that's a Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Chaf, where the Gemara talks about Haggadas Eidus. We know that a person who's an aide, who serves as a witness in a court case in a Din Torah, has to make sure, mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam. We don't allow testimony to be accepted if the aide writes it down. Simple understanding of that is, because every time a witness comes to Bezdin, you don't just listen to what he's saying, you have to read the facial expressions, you have to understand how they're presenting it. Is the guy really telling me the truth? And the way to know that is not by reading a piece of paper. The way to know it is by looking him in the face, by staring him in the eye and understanding, is he really telling me the truth or not? This is one of the reasons why you're not allowed to be mekabel edus balayla, because you have to be able to see what the aid is actually presenting. You have to be able to see how he's presenting himself, how he's looking when he says certain things, or is he just trying to pull a fast one on you? Which is why the Achronim have a discussion in Pischa Tshuva Chasha Mishpat. Maybe nowadays that should be different. Now that we have electric lights at night and you're able to see everything at night the same way during the day, maybe you should be allowed to accept Eidus even Balayla, because the whole nature of the Isser is only because maybe you can't see what the Eid is going to be telling you. However, nowadays you would be able to see, so that's an interesting discussion. So says the Gemara, you're never allowed to accept testimony mipik savam, from writing. The person always has to remember on their own, in their mind, vividly what happened. What was that image that you saw when this actual activity took place? And then you come to Bezin and you present the story that you have seen. So then the Gemara says, what's the halacha if you have somebody who saw something, who saw a scene? Now it comes to the Din Torah, and Bezin hangs up a sign that says, does anybody know anything about this case? Ploni ben Ploni started up with this guy. They had some sort of fight. There was some sort of damage that happened. Does anybody know anything about the case? So two people come into Bezin, and one of them says, oh, I don't really remember. I'm not sure if I remember. Well, we can't accept your testimony. You have to remember. Well, what if you look at the police report, at the bullet points, and now you're going to start reminding yourself of all the details that should be filled into the edus? Is that considered remembering or not? So this is the machlokus in the Gemara. Would you assume that right away, if I have a recall, that that's considered remembering, and that's considered mipiyam v'lo mipik savam? Or would you say, no, if you have to go to the piece of paper and actually read it to remind yourself, that's called mipik savam. That's like reading edus from a piece of paper. That's not giving edus al peh. That's not giving edus from yourself. That's reading it from a piece of paper, which would not be sufficient. So this is a machlokus in the Gemara. What would you say in our case over here? So one of the Achronim points out that perhaps the Baal HaTanya would agree that when it comes to remembering from Iksav, maybe that's not called Shikchas HaTorah. That's what to talk about. That's what to discuss. Especially in light of what we've suggested, that maybe the whole reason why Shikchas HaTorah is an Isser, according to the Baal HaTanya, is because it's a Bizayin HaTorah. You're such a Bizayin to the Torah that you forgot something that you learned. How can you do such a thing? You would never forget something that's important to you. How can you forget the Torah if you assume that way? So then perhaps you have to take this into account, whether reading it and having a quick recall would be considered remembering the Torah, or would you say that's still the Bizayin HaTorah, that's still not appropriate because you're showing that you don't respect it enough to actually remember it on your own without looking in the Svarim. So, just something to keep in mind.